Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The Affair with Ikara Freeman. If you play this podcast, your life will be better.
Joy 94.9.
This week's trope is the gayborhood. What's the gayborhood, you ask? Well, according to TV Tropes, it's a neighborhood where everyone, and I do mean everyone, really is gay. Rainbow flags hang from street lamps. The streets are lined with gay bars, boutiques, trendy cafes, and housing out of most people's price range. The more touristy gayborhoods are often called gay meccas, as in someplace every gay person should visit at least once. Stories set in gay meccas often tend to feed the stereotype that all gay people, specifically men, do nothing but lounge around the pool and have sex all day long. And the reason why I picked a gayborhood as this week's trope is because it is June, International Pride Month, or as some might call it, the gayborhood of all the months of the year. The Affair with Ikara Freeman on Joy 94.9. Welcome to The Affair with Ikara Freeman, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. And I'm obviously either that Hikaru or that facsimile thereof, joined here in studio by this month's guest co-presenter, Brett Sweeting.
I'm a guest co-presenter, a guest.
You are a guest. And, you know,
hello.
Well, since there's no other Brett, you are the only Brett.
I'm the one and only, yes. The last couple of times we've been on air, Hickey and I, we've had B1, the other Brett S, but yes, just me tonight.
Very timely,
lucky,
you know.
Listeners.
Well, very timely, you know, with the whole bananas and pajamas being cats.
I know. So
yes. Literally, there will be a whole generation that might not get that whole B1, B2 reference.
Yeah. So maybe we can actually start using it now and not be at risk of, you know, infringing someone's trademark.
Well,
so
we can be ironic. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, if you want to get in touch with us here, it's 0427-JOY-949, or it's Evil Stepsister, 0427-569-949.
Or you can send us an email on air@joy.org.au.
And if you're in Australia, you can actually go give us a call, 1-300-JOY-949. If you want to talk about anything, let's say.
Anything at all.
Now, it is Pride Month, as I mentioned earlier, and we will be also getting to know you, Mr. Sweeting, a lot better because you're an enigma, let's say.
Well, maybe it can be Brett Month as well.
Brett Month.
Pride and Brett Month.
We're very proud of Brett being Brett.
Yes. I'm sure that'll be fascinating radio for everybody.
And after hearing PMT last week, we absolutely must hear from DJ. Now,
You're
a little bit scared about what DJ might bring.
I took a brief preview of what we're getting from DJ, and it's not quite as scary as what PMT brought us last week. It's pretty bad.
He dated Barbara Streisand, so maybe he had some good vocal coaching.
Been around the traps with a few ladies, I believe, yes.
I don't know. Who is he with now, though? I don't know.
He's with a woman that he's got like three kids with her. He's been with her for quite a while, since about 95 or something. Yes.
A streel, as a friend of mine used to say. And most of us have the rebound guy or girl after a breakup. We found a man who is asking the world to cross-fund his 12 dates across four states.
Yes. Oh, don't get me started on this one. Yes.
Oh, literally, this guy. Oh, and there's a video attached to make it even worse. Now, first, we have the Royal Trinity of Aretha, Ken, and Anna. And last week was Aretha, so this week it's Ken Hirai and Stay With Me here on Joy 94.9. the one, the only, Ken Hirai. Stay with me. What'd you think of that?
I will stay with you. I was quite impressed by that. I was doing a bit of shoulder shaking.
Well, we got more to come right here on The Affair. And with here with Hikaru and Brett after we massage a little bit of messages. Joy 94.9. That is Rose Lorenz with American Love.
Also known as Brett redeems his musical selections after last week's porn star selection.
We won't acknowledge that you have a porn star collection because all of these are Class A.
Yes, yes. So, yes, this is a disco that you'll never find on 100 Greatest Disco Hits Classics of the 70s cheesy stuff.
How many... Brett was telling me that these are all come from a disco compilation that he got into.
Yeah, it's a disco... It's a series called Disco Discharge, and there's now about 24 of them, I think. They seem to take most of a shelf. It's actually a CD cabinet, and they're all double discs.
Well, sort of run longer than disco itself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Now, I have to ask this one question, just because the song is about American love. Have you had an American love?
I don't believe I have.
Ah.
I've had a few American partners, but I wouldn't say I have had American love. I've been on holiday to the States last year, let's just say that.
You do technically have an American love now.
I do. Yes, yeah, Central American love, I guess.
Oh, North
American. Yeah,
North American. They're part of NAFTA.
Yes, yes. So yes, I do, I guess. But Hickey, you're off the market. So there goes my chance for an American love tonight.
Well, I'm off the market to everyone, including male, female, animal, being.
I should hope you're off to anything that's not male or female. Yes,
or plastic, I should say.
Okay.
Now, one of the other things about you, Brett, where did you grow up?
Where did I grow up? Not in America. I grew up in the country, like many people do. A little town in central Victoria called Maldon, which many people may know as a nice place to visit on a Sunday. It's Australia's first notable town, classified by the National Trust. It's an old gold mining town.
Okay, so it's like the junior Ballarat.
Yeah, a really small version of Ballarat, smaller than Daylesford, like 1,000, 1,200 people.
And you're
it's
also
very pretty.
Well, you also went from that lovely town, if I can sort of sound like this is your life right now.
Mm-hmm. And he's got a giant red book as well, everybody.
To become a lawyer in the big city.
Yeah, that was a long and convoluted path, but yeah, yeah. So I ran to the big city where I actually became a journalist, then I ran off to the country, then I became a PR person, then I ran off to London.
Journalist, PR, and then into law.
Yes. So when I was living in London, the visa rules meant that you couldn't work in a job that was a continuation of your career, which was why all the Aussies were working in bars and doing really rubbish jobs like that. But because I'd been a journo, I could type very fast. So I ended up doing office temping, ended up temping in the legal department of a giant corporation, came back to Australia, decided I'd do that for a couple of weeks just to get some money in the bank, went into a temp job for 3 days and left 5.5 years later with a law degree and went off to another job, which I'm currently in. But if anyone would like to give me a new one, I'm currently looking.
That's right. If you want any... what's the ideal job, though?
Okay, if anyone's got a job for an in-house commercial lawyer, he's very friendly and very easygoing and kind of desperate. 1-300-JOY-949.
That was the first job ad that actually sounds like it should be aired after midnight.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm really disappointed that I got all the way through Radiothon and didn't get to do a call me now, 1-300.
1-300-JOY-949.
Yes. Get onto it.
Now, we have had a couple of emails in. First off, Jim from Alphington has said that that's better. I guess that's in reference to the song.
Well, after last week, anything would be better, wouldn't it? But yes, that was a great song.
I did like the Solar City remix of Johnny Hazard, Deeper Into You.
Oh,
or was he closer into you?
No, he was deeper into you, and the other porn star, Dean Monroe, was closer to you.
It does seem like porn stars all have songs where they say blank, 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 into you.
Yeah, I'm not even touching that one, I don't think, but yes, it is. It did seem to be a bit of a running theme.
And you have also got a rave from James, who says that American Love song was totes amazing.
Woohoo! Look at me, down with the young people, so it's talking totes, talking
He's
totes.
Actually throwing gang signs.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing finger things. Yeah.
As interesting as that is. Now, one story we want to talk about, since you are an attorney, there is this gay attorney in West Hollywood, which is a gay mecca? Let's say
it's
a gay.
Well, yes. Let's put that in inverted commas.
It's the gayest city in Los Angeles. For $15 million, and he is suing them. He's suing a bar called Mickey's, including for several reasons, including that the go-go dancers created a sexually hostile work environment.
Look, I'd happily go and work somewhere where there was go-go dancers if it was sexually hostile or not. But, you know, I still can't figure out why he's suing them. This part of the story, there seems to be a bit of a hole here. I don't know if he's offended by the sexually hostile go-go dancers. And the other discrimination that he alleges, or if he's acting for someone. It's all very weird. But the whole reason this has created a bit of a fury is that all over his Facebook page are photos of him with his shirt off posing with said sexually hostile go-go dancers.
Which makes you wonder, is he actually a repressed go-go dancer man?
Who knows? He's not bad looking, but he you know, he's not quite go-go dancer
material.
He's
very country road, shall I say?
Yeah, he looks very young to be 34.
Well, you know, it is L.A., honey. You know, they get got refreshed
good,
often.
He's got good teeth, and those eyebrows have been to the salon, I think.
And tweezed from here to Kansas and back.
Pretty much.
He's also said that he's also put against the owners that they said they discriminate against black and heterosexual employees, even though the bar still employs black and heterosexual people, including some, shockingly enough, black heterosexuals.
Yeah. I get, maybe his argument is that they have token employees of those descriptions rather than, you know, the number that reflects a representation of those people in the community.
Well, I like this quote here. He says, I basically gamble for a living. He only gets paid when he wins cases. Now, do you have the same deal?
No. The no win, no fee is really not much of a thing here in Australia.
Well, I think Slater and Gordon have
it's mostly on...
Not that we're advertising for them.
It's mostly on personal injury cases and things. And there's all these rules under the Legal Practice Act about how you can only charge a certain amount and there's an uplift fee and it's all hideously boring.
Now, one thing that is a bit odd is he actually has a degree from Pepperdine. So Pepperdine is the West Coast Religious College, so to speak. So I wonder why he... You know what they say about a lot of those party boys. They're all very repressed, straight-laced people.
Well, he doesn't appear to be repressed. In these Facebook photos where he's hanging with the sexually hostile go-go dancers.
He also looks like he's flying several sheets to the wind.
Yes. I think he's having a big night out.
Now, we're continuing on with the disco for connoisseurs.
Mm-hmm.
We have Carol Hahn. Sounds very Germanic. And Do Your Best.
Yes, we do.
Here on Joy 94.9, The Affair.
Do your best.
That was Do Your Best by Carol Hahn, wasn't it? And now it's something else.
And there we weren't doing our best. We were chatting away about things that can't be chatted about on air.
You know, one of these days we're actually going to post the webcam version of audio.
I won't be coming in for that show, I don't think, no.
You will need to go prove that you are above the age of 18, I think, before
you
listen to it.
Yes, definitely.
Now, we've had a couple SMSs in from the other Brett.
The missing one, B1.
Yes, who says that maybe Brett should be the new Dolly Levi and become a matchmaker for Hickey. It can't be all that hard. All he needs is a man with a pulse. Ouch.
Well, he did say he would even go with a woman. So, you know, that's an even broader market.
Yes, but the woman has to be kind of very, like my mother, you know.
Oh.
Because like all gay men, I'm looking for a man that's really like my mother, yeah.
Really?
I think so.
I've never heard that theory before.
Oh, have you vetted that past the new beau yet?
I can confidently say that my boyfriend is nothing like my mother.
But are you like his mother?
Oh, I hope not, because she's a bit of a not nice person from what
para,
I've heard.
Shall we say? Para is the word. Now, we've got more coming up here on Joy 94.9, including Rock Hudson revealing that he was gay back in the 50s. And his wife's very interesting reaction. More after this. Joy 94.9. That is Terry Wells, and You Make It Heaven. But unfortunately for Terry, we have to make it a little bit brief.
Yeah, it's a short trip to heaven for Terry tonight. She did get to do her breathy talk in the song, which is always a treat.
Well, we love double entendres here. Now, we're going to talk about one very big double entendre in many different ways, Rock Hudson.
Yeah, now, look, I love a bit of rock, I must say.
Don't we all? But, particularly on a Saturday night.
And look, I've read Rock's autobiography, which came out like, in, I don't know, about 1985, not long before he died, I think. But this story has just come out that there's apparently tapes that have been floating around for 55 years.
Now, they were owned by a private eye, so you know.
That have suddenly emerged in which Rock's wife accuses him during some session of being a big homosexual. Now, she has always maintained that she was naive and knew nothing about his inclinations.
The classic Mary Sue from the Midwest denial.
Yeah, she's always said that she married him for love and because he was gorgeous and, you know, was a star and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's also always been said that she was well aware of what she was getting into, and perhaps it was a marriage of convenience for both of them.
Well, I love this line right here where she says, she talked about Rorschach tests, which are those ink blot tests. You told me you saw thousands of butterflies and also snakes. A therapist told me in my analysis that butterflies mean femininity and snakes represent that male penis.
Now, that male penis.
That male penis. Yeah,
not just a male penis.
I'm not condemning you, but it seems that as long as you recognize your problem, you would want me to do something about it. And then she says, well, and one thing that we found particularly hilarious, where she talks about how Rock was in bed.
Yes, apparently he was quite speedy, and she asked him if he was that fast with boys.
Hmm.
Now, I still am not convinced about these tapes, because really, if they're this scandalous, I know you said they've been in the arms of a private eye, but...
And it's also reported in the Hollywood Reporter, so they had a lot of risk attached.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still not convinced. But anyway.
Well, time will tell. And now we're going to move on with more of your disco redemption.
Yes, I
feel like you should wear like some Jesus hair or something like that. This is my disco redemption.
I'm redeeming myself. I'm clearly not going to be singing for the rest of the show either.
You have a very good singing voice. It's got some words. A little bit pitchy. Now, it's The Flirtations.
The Flirtations, yes.
And the song with a very interesting title, Earthquake.
Yes. Now, there's actually two bands called The Flirtations, so this is not to be confused with the LGBT-flavoured one.
Oh.
This is actually the original kind of girl group from the 60s who then went on to become a bit kind of disco-y later on. So this is Earthquake.
I've only known him a week or so, yet he's brought about a change. He's placed a magic spell on me, and I just don't feel the same.
The many sides of The Flirtations. We don't quite know whether The Flirtations retain their same lineup from the 60s.
No, I don't actually know a lot about them. That's the problem with a lot of these disco artists from back then. The info on them is a little thin on the ground.
Well, sometimes they were just literally who showed up on the day to sing.
Yeah, they don't have a Wikipedia page.
Mm-hmm. Get going, you hackers, you.
Yes.
Now, we've got a couple emails in.
We do. We've had a volunteer to be Hickey's date. That's James, who says, pick me, Hickey. And we've also had a thank you for playing Terry Wells from Ray. You are more than welcome, Ray.
You're bringing in the new listeners.
Didn't get anyone thanking me for playing Dean Munro last week, did I? Oh, well.
Yeah, but you certainly got me thanking for that car reference.
Let's just say we've broadened everybody's musical taste.
You can download the podcast at joy.org.au. I do believe Catching Up on Joy. And by the way, in honor of the other Brett, Catching Up does have its 50th episode this coming week.
Yes, happy birthday birthday to Catching Up, which is 9 o'clock Tuesday nights.
Yes.
So you can tune in and listen to that. There will be a bit of a rehash, a reminisce about highlights over the past 50 episodes.
And also a countdown reference, because we can never have too many countdown references.
Oh, no, no.
Now, we've got more to come, including crowdfund my... Rebound, so to speak?
Yeah, that's the polite version.
Here on Joy 94.9.
Joy sponsor. Don't mean much to me.
94.9. That's Don Johnson.
Yeah, get all your Miami Vice music here on Joy 94.9.
Now, we did have PMT, Philip Michael Thomas. Yes, although I still think PMT, we should take
you kind of need to explain that, though.
Yes.
You sit there going, yes, we had PMT last week.
Well, we
yes.
should say also that it's a bit funny because PMS is actually what we call it. Well, I grew up calling it, and now I know call it PMT, but I don't have it, so let's just back out of that
one. Yeah, moving swiftly along.
A Touch of Pink will be coming up next, but right now, we have, what can we say this?
Okay, very quickly on this one. This dude broke up with his boyfriend of 3 years and has now decided he's going to use Kickstarter to get people to fund a film of him going on dates with 12 new guys to get himself a new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, check out if you type in the words gay slutty road trip into Google, you might come up with something else, or you might come up with this guy where he sings for like 3 minutes about how his boyfriend went to Costa Rica and met some hottie and, you know, now he's
sounds like
with
the opening to The Nanny.
Yeah, my boyfriend went to Costa Rica from Flushing, Queens. Yeah. Anyway, this guy, his name is Sam Weinman.
And he is a writer, so we have to...
I think that should be spelt W-H-I-N-E, man, Weinman. Yes, not good. But really, who wants to see this? I don't.
Honestly, you can watch that pretty much any... You can watch that in fuller detail, quite frankly, and make some money off of it.
And seriously, it's just going to be him going on dates with people who want to become, like, wannabe Jersey Shore people. It's just... Ugh.
Well, you know, there actually should be a gay version of the Jersey Shore.
There's the A-List New York.
Oh, yes.
Which is dreadful, I've heard. I've not seen it.
Due to personal connections with that, I cannot...
Really? Yes. I think Hickey's been on a date with one of the cast members. We'll find out about that and fill you in next week.
Yes, well more to come here on Joy 94.9, including our closing jam session, which should be electrical. That's a hint. Here on Joy 94.9, it's The Affair with Hikar Freeman and Brett Sweeting. We've had quite a fun show, haven't we?
It's been action-packed. We've run out of time again.
We literally have. We got literally 2 minutes before A Touch of Pink come in. Dennis and Dick are at the homes. They're I'm trying to think of a racing way of describing it. You know,
They're
at the gates.
Yes.
Snarling
yes.
or something like that.
Yes.
In a friendly joy to the world kind of way.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, we want to thank everyone that SMS'd and emailed in. That's Jim, Ray, James, and Brett.
Even though most of them were just looking for a date with Hickey, but thank you for your messages.
And, you know, I will find a way of posting myself all oiled up and what have you, just so you really, you know, up those guesses. Now, the QBB, which is Queen's Birthday Breakfast, will be hosted by myself on Monday morning, and hopefully we'll have a guest appearance from you.
Yeah, I might pop in, depending on what time I wake up.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be going from 5:30 in the morning, like, what do you want to talk about? You're just like,
whatever.
And now the podcast will be up tomorrow. And also, go while you're on joy.org.au/theaffair. We always like our articles here. Go listen to the Midweek Affair with Tiki Tane. But for now, the closing jam session is 5,000 Volts with Dr. Kiss Kiss.
The Affair with Hikar Freeman. This is a podcast saying, play me one more time, please.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.